To the UK now, where almost 3 years after the vote to leave the European Union, the British Prime Minister has, for the first time, raised the prospect of delaying Brexit. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley filed this report from London.
The UK Parliament, tasked with delivering a complicated and rather messy divorce, can't seem to figure out the way out. And the final split is only 31 days away.
Now, I've been clear throughout the process that my aim is to bring the country back together. This House...
The Prime Minister, Theresa May, is leading a divided country, party and Parliament.
There are commitments I am making as Prime Minister, and I will stick by them as I have previous commitments.
With internal party division brewing, she opened the way to ensuring the UK doesn't leave the EU without a deal. She's pledged a second meaningful vote will take place no later than the 12th of March. If it fails, a day later the House of Commons will vote on whether the UK should leave the European bloc with no deal. If the answer to that is no, the Parliament will vote on whether to delay Brexit until the end of June.
But let me be clear. I do not want to see Article 50 extended. Our absolute focus should be on working to get a deal and leaving on the 29th of March.
I've lost count of the number of times the Prime Minister has come to this House to explain a further delay.
The Labour opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn insists Theresa May is wasting time to force MPs into voting for her deal.
The Prime Minister has become quite the expert at kicking the can down the road. But the problem is the road is running out.
But Jeremy Corbyn is in a bind too, stuck in the middle of a damaging anti-Semitism crisis in his own party. He lost 9 of his own MPs to an independent party last week. In his own backdown, he's committed Labour to supporting a second referendum if he can't get a Brexit deal he wants. But there's no certainty that would get the support needed in the House of Commons.
The responsibility for this lies exclusively with the Prime Minister and her government's shambolic handling of Brexit.
That's the UK Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn ending Samantha Hawley's report.